Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson calling in from Everett, Washington with Cowboy Wisdom NLI Radio. And tonight I'm waiting for the guest to call in. It's Ashawana. I call her Tina. I'm waiting for her to call in. And we're going to start the show, but I'll start talking until she calls in, and we'll see what goes on. And as we're moving forward here, life goes on, and we, you know, things happen after you do things. Things seem like they can take off, and things happen, and that's just what life is. You can never, ever be anything but expand through the moment. And I will talk here till she comes on, and then we'll go from there. But so anyway, as life is it's full of unorthodox expansion, and that's what life is about. And as we move forward, life goes forward, and we'll always be able to, life will always be what it is and how it goes forward. And you can you got to go with the flow and just go with it. And that's what this is. You never know what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, or who is involved. And it doesn't matter. Life is going to be full of unexpected things. And actually Juan is trying to call in, but the line seems busy. And anyway, I'm going to be going, and I think what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to go three-way Anna Swana on, and we'll go from there because she's trying to get on, but sometimes computers don't love us like they should. And anyway, that's the computer age. Nobody really knows what's happening in it. Okay, we're going to see if I can get her on here. Oh, there's somebody in the chat room. Can you hear me? And Anders Wanda, can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to have to call her. This is a mess. And anyway, I'm going to call her back, and we're just going to start all over. And please, everybody, hold on. This is just a... Can you still there, Anna? You there, Anna?
I
And we're on the air. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go with it. I want to introduce my fabulous guest and a friend of mine that I've never met, but I think we're friends. And tonight we're going to talk about Anna Shawana's a new book, The Galactic Gato Journals Convergence. It's a sci-fi adventure. Anna Shawana is a very, very pretty, wise lady, and I want to welcome Anna Shawana to the show. Anyway,
thank you,
welcome. We've had our entertaining moments. It took us 9 minutes to get it all worked out, but we did, and there's somebody in the chat room, and I want to make sure we welcome them. They've been very patient with this. So anyway, Anna Shawana, tell us a little bit about your Galactic Gato Journals and your sci-fi new book.
Okay, thank you. It's Galactic Gato Journals Convergence, and it's the first time that I've done something that's a cosmic fantasy, a metaphysical adventure, something really different. I do self-help books, but this is the first time that I've done a work of fiction. And this was so much fun to do because there was with fiction, you can just play. And that's exactly what I did. The main character is Gatoweya. She is a feline. She is of different dimensions. She's a six-dimension feline, and she discovers that she can dimension jump, and in her dimension jumping, she learns that she exists in other dimensions simultaneously in different forms, so like as a different ET form. And that is an exploration that we get to see through her eyes and experience the connection that each of these dimensions has from a cosmic agreement that she birthed with into existence. And it's a lot of fun. It's fast-paced. It keeps you on your toes, and it keeps you guessing, and it does include the human realm as well.
And now you say it's fiction, but how is some fiction books actually? I have a friend who she writes novels, but yet they do a lot of research. So how is fiction actually? It kind of engages the fantasizing wise in people, and how does your book and your science fiction do that?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Rob, because I'm a metaphysical person. I'm a channel. And so what I was able to do was bring in my experiences and my perspective and what I have learned over the years of channeling for people in their multidimensional aspects. And it allowed me, it gave me carte blanche to just write it as a creative story, connecting the stories together. But at the same time, people have the opportunity to know something different and to expand into something different. And you know, it might just be something that someone goes, you know, I think I feel that way too, or I know that too. And it'll feel a little bit familiar to them, or at least sometimes confirm something for them. But it's a wonderful way to play.
And, you know, when you do it with a fantasy, it takes the angst out of it also. And, see, people can really expand through things in a fantasy. Because something that, you know, it's kind of ironic you come on the show tonight because I wrote something this morning. It says, I live in my canonized confusion, energizing my fantasizing wide. And really, in a fantasy, can't you open up your subconscious and the metaphysical to expand your conscious mind? Do you feel?
I would definitely say that's true, and what a beautiful way to say that. Absolutely. If there's something that happens, it's like a trigger. It could be considered an activation or an awakening or something that says, oh, like that. And in that moment, there's this awareness that comes into the consciousness that maybe just wasn't there before reading it. And it's a nice way to segue in there, because what it does is when you're writing fiction, you use words to color the picture, so to speak, or to create the picture, to create the image, so that people feel like they're participating because you've expressed it in a way that they're in it as well. Like, I wrote this book all in the present tense. So no matter what dimension you're in, you're visiting, what species you're with, you know that it's happening right now and all at the same time.
And you can go to Amazon.com and get Anna Shawana's beautiful book. And you go there and you got to just use Amazon.com and the title, and it'll be up there and for you to visit. And it's a very interesting cover with the cat's eye and things like that. So what is going on there?
Yeah. Well, it really makes you curious, doesn't it? It's very mysterious. And by the way, this is both on Kindle, Amazon Kindle, and in paperback. So people can, you know, some people like to carry around the paperback, or some people, with all the people who, you know, got a smart pad over the holidays, for example, then they can read it on Kindle. You know, one of the things that I wanted to bring out about this book that I had fun with is, in traditional sense, and I'm a Trekkie, by the way. I'm a very big Star Trek fan. And but in many of the sci-fi movies of today, you, even with other galactic beings, there's always a perspective that there's these galactic beings, and because they're smarter and more advanced than us, they want to eliminate us, they want to imprison us, or there's fighting going on between species. And, Rob, what I wanted to do was deliver a completely different perspective. The universe is love, and that everything occurs. There's a lot of dynamics at play in terms of, you know, planets imploding or species moving to a different dimension or their evolution, things like that. But it's not from a place where they're all fighting with each other. And I think that was that is the human excuse for anyone who likes to think of that we're not alone in the universe and the omniverse. And I like to think that we're, you know, as above is below is interpreted then, well, if we're fighting, then so are these galactic beings. But in my perspective, from a different view, it really, to me, is just an excuse. To me, the humans are using this excuse as a way of treating each other so poorly. So I bring out a very different perspective. I approach this in a completely different way, and hopefully people will find it refreshing.
And, you know, that's the thing. You said something in there, human. And, you know, outside of a science book, who can tell us we're human? And has science ever lied to us? And has a book ever told a story? And would they write a human deal in there to control our thinking rather than let us expand and open it out of fantasy curiosity to see how well life could be?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have this notion, and there are galactic humans that we're not the only humans in the omniverse. And in that, if you could imagine that you, that there's a human species or humanoid that exists in other dimensions, you know, what is their existence like? And when you start to allow yourself to even just fantasize about that, then you open yourself up more to releasing the idea that being human is so limiting, and knowing that you can actually be an unlimited human experience.
Well, yeah, see, I'm an unlimited spiritual experience. I don't, mm-hmm. The human side, I let doctors think about that. I don't have time for it.
I love it.
And also, oh, Anna, Shawana, I was going to tell you, I'm going to be in Florida the 9th of February speaking at the Claim Your Thunder seminar. It'll be from 10 a.m. in the morning till 6 a.m., 6 p.m. at night. And Linda Van Hale putting on. And it's at the Unity Center in Vero Beach. I just wanted to. Anyway, but let's get back to this fantasy, because life is a fantasy.
It is, isn't it? It is, it's our conscious fantasy.
Is it a subliminal experience, and we think it's a conscious one?
Well, you know, I think we're operating on all of those levels, one way or another. I think that we're driven by a higher knowing, a higher consciousness of our existence that, you know, is, as you said, is a spiritual being. And it may not be in human form, in fact. And yet there's a communication that is going on in the subconscious that delivers then the experience that we are projecting out, that we're manifesting.
And this is something I wrote. I don't know how this came out, but I had you on and I posted the show this morning, but it is, I am unlocking a collaborating cockiness in my imaginative scenery as I fantasize my whys. I willfully invigorate stout-hearted infantry to beam into the cosmos, authorizing my astronomical gist to galvanize international stardom, tantalizing my gutsiness to fantasize, energize, magnetize, eulogize, and epitomize life. And that comes from reading, posting your book. So people can epitomize, eulogize, and magnetize when they read your book, The Galactic Gato Journals, because it does open up that fantasy curiosity.
Yes, Galactic Gato Journals. And thank you for sharing that, because that's a beautiful inspiration that you wrote.
Well, I've learned to write, the more eyes you use, the more you become awake. And anyway, also, I want to go and let people see a beautiful website, healthysoulcenters.com. I love the way the colors of the rainbow or whatever that is. To me, it's where everything's a rainbow. I love rainbows in writing. But anyway, if you look at that, you'll see on how it is and how it's doing. And you can go there and learn more about Ashawana at healthysoulcenters.com.
Thank you.
And you can go here and look at the documentary, the services. And you can also go to, I'll get you the whole thing here. I got it. I just got to hit the right button. And the Amazon deal is amazon.com/galactic-gato-journals. Convergent. I'm on the ebook, but you can go there and see it all. The Kindle and the paperback book. And it's a really, the eye there with all the blue and the energy. Tell people about that.
Well, it was just a picture that came to me, because what happens during the book is Galactic Gata, well, Gata Weya, actually, is her name. She starts out one color, and then she goes to a different color. When she transforms. And what's beautiful about this is that she goes through this experience of her awakening, and she travels on Starship Pegasus, and she changes, she transforms, and it's almost like a spiritual maturation that occurs for her, and you're left with knowing that humanity is going through a transition, but so this has occurred because in another realm something else had changed and shifted on an energetic level, and it affected her in all dimensions. And so what that is helping people understand is that everything that we do, whether we're here, we may think we're so insignificant, but actually we are, because we're multidimensional beings, we're affecting us, ourselves, that are in those aspects of us that are in other dimensions simultaneously. So everything that you're doing, all that you're doing to awaken or to energize yourself, to experience here what it means to be on planet Earth, is affecting your existence in other dimensions at the same time.
Oh, I just want to make sure I tell all the listeners, I added 15 minutes to the show so we can give Anna Shawana all of the time she can to promote this book, because when you can fantasize, you energize your dreams.
Absolutely. And, you know, look what happened with you. You shared your inspiration after looking at the cover, and you wrote that beautiful expression that you just said a little bit ago. And so that's you, because that's what you do. You express in this open, unlimited, infinite way, and so people might feel inspired in different ways. It might help them. They don't have to concentrate. They don't have to think so much, as much as just enjoy it and go with the flow and be in the ride of it and be a part of it. And then, you know, maybe it'll trigger some dreams, or it'll trigger some imagination, or inspire them in some way too.
Now, you just said something there, imagination. How has this world lost its imagination and its pioneering spirit, do you feel?
Oh, how has it lost its imagination? Well,
let me rephrase that. How do they have a fear to engage in their imagination?
You know, so much depends upon how people have been brought up and what their orientation to the world is. You know, it's sometimes religion plays a major factor in this. Sometimes society or parents do. And even the educational system doesn't allow for a whole lot of exploration and being different and expressing. It's really brought a lot of limitation to it. And the beautiful part is you can still see those who are unaffected with children in particular before they start school. You know, they're expressive in all ways. Their imagination is beyond any notion of limitation. They fly, they talk, they do everything. And so you can see where they're still unaffected by any of that. And when we as adults can look at that and see that, we can remember, wow, you know, there is that part of me that has been so confined and densified and nullified, and maybe it's time to set it free.
That's the thing. The world is asking for people's imaginative innovation and to live a new fantasy. Maybe, and also, I want to get back to something you said earlier. You know, I read on the internet where I thought it was, they discovered 17 billion more planets in the universe.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to be busy, but I'd like to visit everyone.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though, is there's so many more. You know, when they're saying that they've discovered it using what the limitations of scientific methods, you know, that there is. When you really can tune in, when you can release yourself from the notion that it has to take on a certain look or a certain, you know, meet the specifications that qualify it according to scientists, et cetera, when you go beyond that, you really have the opportunity to tune in and realize that it's infinite and that if there's so much more out there than we can, that we can even tangibly count. You know, there's all of the intangibles. And I think we're going to discover more and more of that, Rob. I think we're going to see more of Egbert because the planet has been shifting, has started a new cycle, and that new cycle has a different frequency to it. And that different frequency is playing, has really moved us out of the whole notion of time. And we're going to start seeing things that are resonating and vibrating at a higher frequency. So that means we might be seeing more cosmic beings, galactic brothers and sisters. We might be seeing more of what we would call different cities of light, inner earth beings and things like that. We might be seeing a whole lot more than what we've been seeing.
And that's absolutely true because, you know, something I've discovered, and it's a word called omni-iffic, and that's the most powerful creation there is. And you use omniverse, and that is something we really, really have to open up to, is really expand through that.
Yes.
You know, and we got to really become omni-iffic in this, in the omniverse.
Well, here's the thing, I like to use the word omniverse, too, because here's the thing, is what we're doing, though, when we say expand into it, we're already that. We are in it. We are that. So what it's allowing ourselves to do is experience it or become aware of it on a conscious level.
And that's absolutely true, but what, you know, the thing is, we're so afraid. Right now, we're in the situation we're in because we're afraid to expand. And because it's easy to change. And if change don't go where you want it, that's okay. But when you start going to where you choose, things really get bigger and different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've been unconsciously maneuvering and creating, and now we're being called to stand up and consciously co-create.
And that's it. And but see, to me, we're engaging in new ways to communicate with each other to expand our lives.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I feel we're at right now. And people are just searching for a new way to live.
Yes. You know, Rob, in my documentary, Real People, Real Shifts, they can watch it for free on YouTube. It's all about ordinary people having extraordinary experiences. We call them extraordinary right now because they're not recognized as commonplace, and yet it is going to become more and more commonplace. You talk about communication, we're talking with all kinds of levels of communication, that whole intuitive or extrasensory perception, claircognizant, clairvoyance, all of those, or telepathy, all of those expanded ways of communicating we have that capacity. We were actually born with that capability. Now it's just time to allow it to come out. And in that documentary, I had 9 guests, including myself, interviewed, where we told how we each came into our recognition of these abilities, that these innate abilities, and each person dealt with it differently. Each person came to it differently at different age times, so that people can relate that if they're having this experience, say, for example, their dreams or they're getting messages in some way, that they're able to see it in a way that isn't fearful, that's encouraging and helping them.
And, you know, that's true. Everybody's going to go through this in a different, in their own unique way. And, you know, something, Anna Shawana, everybody should do is enjoy it the way it's theirs and not try to follow and read a book and try to do everything that that person did because that was the way they did it. People have to individualize their spirituality and their journey, don't you feel?
Absolutely, Rob. When we birthed from source, when we came into existence ever, the first time ever, and that doesn't sound, that doesn't, it's not meant to sound like a linear thing, like, you know, a gazillion years ago. It's actually when we birthed the moment, this eternal now moment, we birthed as an individuated source spark. Source is experiencing through our unique perspective. Unique, that means one of a kind. That is exactly what that word is. There's no sort of unique or kind of unique. If there is only unique. And in that means your perspective is that. It's your perspective. So other people may be able to reflect the possibilities to you, reflect their experience that you can relate to, but if there's no one way, there's no one approach, there's no one right or no one wrong, it's unique and it's your perspective.
And you see, it's unique in the universe because your unitopian newness is everywhere.
Exactly.
And something that people, if they chose to read your book, Galactic Gato Journals Convergence, what do you feel they would become in their own? What would open up their fantasies, do you feel?
Well, I believe that depends on the person who picks it up, who's drawn to read it. Wherever they are, they may find this exciting. They may find it confirming. They may find it expansive and simply just looking from a different view, a different approach to the cosmos. So I think every person, you know, I wouldn't want to assume what they would get because I believe that anyone who's drawn to it will be drawn to it for wherever they are at that moment.
And that's absolutely the truth. And that was a beautiful answer because that was what it really is. Because do you feel a lot of people try to direct people to do it the way they do it rather than let the person discover their way?
Yes, that does happen. Absolutely. I had a client who came to me and was sharing that they went to a psychiatrist, and the psychiatrist actually was very aggressive in wanting them to see it from or wanting them to do and see things from a psychiatrist's viewpoint. And when the client said, "Well, I have a different way or a different perspective," and the other one said, the psychiatrist said, "Well, then you're going to have to go see someone else." It was like my way or the highway, you know? And to me, that doesn't leave room for the possibilities that there are many different ways to enjoy life, to experience life, to create life, or to move through anything that we're moving through. I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of people who are out there offering their wondrous services from the different perspectives. You know, say, for example, there are mediums who will channel people who have crossed over. Now, I'm a channel, but I don't talk to dead people too much. And sometimes, you know, they might come through in a session, but in general, that's not my forte. But someone who really, needs to have that connection or make that connection because they feel that they've, you know, shut down or they're not open enough to do it themselves, then can go to another to help them with that, to help them make that connection. And I just sense that there's, you know, more opportunity when you're open to there's no one way, that then you'll draw to you exactly who you are meant who you are meant to draw to you, whether it's to assist you with a conversation or a smile. It doesn't even have to be words.
You know, when you listen and you, you know, if you take off and undress, people have to be dressed a certain way. They have to talk a certain way. You just engage in the people you meet every day and listen. You'll expand every day.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, I was just confirming that. It's true. You constantly expand. And, you know, here's the beautiful part about that, Rob, is that when you keep expanding, all you're doing is expanding into the greater you. You are all that is. You are one with all that is. And so when you allow yourself to expand every day, it's not like there's an end point. It's not like you've reached the finish line and say, yay, I've arrived, I've finished expanding. That's like saying there's the end to the universe, you know? So you just keep, it's an ongoing adventure. It's ongoing. And the more that you see it as a joyous adventure, the more you can have fun with it and the more open you are to play in it.
And, you know, that's the thing. You want to play in the world of expand.
Yes. I love it. That's perfect.
But here's the thing about the word expand. And when you say the word expand, just feel your chest open. And that's a word I started using in 2009. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Hannah Shawana. I cannot even read anything with the word change, heal, create, transformation in it anymore.
Yes, you had mentioned that, actually, so I understand that. For me, it has a different, and that's because for you, you have an experience with that. You have a certain frequency for you. For other people, it has a different frequency, and those words can have a different kind of power. But it's just like the word love, right? You know, one person says love and it has a certain vibration to it, and another person says love and it has a different vibration to it because of their experience with that word and what it means to them or what it feels like to them.
And also, now I'm going to ask you a question I've been wanting to ask you. When people say love, how sometimes are they hiding behind it rather than looking in the mirror and looking in the deep into their own challenges, do you feel?
Well, I sense that because many people still equate the idea of love as coming from someone, in other words, rather than experiencing self-love, they are determined that they are loved or lovable by the external, by someone else. And so, you know, if they're lovable, okay, then they feel that they're lovable because someone loves them versus knowing that they actually are the vibration of love. They are created from that conscious, source conscious love. And rather than relating to that, they just externalize it. And, you know that expression, you can't love others unless you love yourself. And the key there is that there's so much conditions and so much, conditional love that people have grown up with that they just have no idea how liberating it really truly is.
And that's absolutely true. But how do you feel when somebody says, you know, they use the word love, but, oh, no, here's a question I wanted to ask. I'm sorry. When somebody really, truly loves oneself, how does that, do you feel that puts fear in the people that doesn't? Not really a fear. I should say an uneasiness.
And for others? Well,
the ones that are into, you know, to the physical love and not into the internal love.
Yes. Well, yeah, I mean, once again, that's the external, you know, like the external perception of it, allowing yourself to really feel it. I think some people have this ingrained you know, feeling or sense of that they're not worthy of love. And in any time there's judgment of someone else, then what they're really saying is I'm not loving myself fully, because when you can judge someone else, it's because you have you've forgotten to love yourself in that way. What I like to share with people, Rob, is that since we come from Source, we are Source in expression. And some people like to use the word God. Some like to use the universe, Source, whatever you see that as. But I use the word Source. And when you think of that coming, you birth from existence and into existence, and all energy, all of it, is conscious energy, conscious Source energy. So there's no judgment about it. There's no like, oh, well, I wish I hadn't created that. That's like looking into the universe and saying, well, I did a much better job with that star than I did with that star. And so when you start to realize that not only are you all of those stars, because you are Source, you are that consciousness in everything, in every particle of light, but there's no way that you can judge it anymore. And when you can't judge it, that's when you're really experiencing this word that we've called love. And I'm sure we've invented a word. I'm sure on a whole other level, it doesn't even exist, because it just is.
And that's true. And I want to give out the Amazon.com. You can go to Amazon.com/galactic-gato-journals-convergent-ebook, but it'll take you right there, and you can see that. And that cover is just fascinating. And and there's Juana, we've been on for about 40 minutes, and we're down to the last 3 seconds. Give the people some wisdom, and we'll go on.
Create what you love and love what you create. Thank you, Rob.
And thank you very much. And I love this show. And I'm glad for all the guests and you, Anna Shawana, and everybody in the world. And we'll see you next week. We'll be here Tuesday and Thursday again. And everybody, good night.
Good night.